Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to talk about the annual Juno Community Health Fair. Welcome, Cynthia Gordon-Nickerson, RN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. Cynthia, you're a diabetes educator, a registered nurse, as well as the health fair organizer. First time. How's it going so far?
It's going great. We're going to have a very packed health fair this year with lots of things to do.
Terrific. Tell us a bit about the health fair. I know it's an annual event. Many people have gone. We can expect some booths, some screenings, some giveaways. What are some parts that you're most excited to share?
Well, I think the mini classes are really fun, and it's a great opportunity for the community to come get screened for blood tests if they want, or just visit the different exhibitors and take a mini class. So a couple of the mini classes that we have this year, we've got a hands-only CPR class.
What is hands-only CPR?
Well, it's no longer doing mouth-to-mouth. It's just using your hands to learn how to pump the heart on a person who might not be able to help themselves anymore.
Okay.
So that's a big class going on. We've also got a stop the bleed class for first aid. We also even have a splinting and first aid class as well. So there's actually quite a few to choose from. We even have a yoga class being taught. So several different options. They're going to run from about 9 a.m. till noon. So there's opportunity to take several classes if you like.
Anything new or different this year that hasn't been in part of the health fair in the past?
I think the yoga class, I don't think we've ever done that before, and so that will be new and different. But we've got about 34 exhibitors this year, so it's going to be a pretty packed Thunder Mountain High School.
Yes, it's this Saturday, March 16th at Thunder Mountain. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 1 p.m. So as an organizer, do you get pretty stressed out about planning this event?
Well, I can say I've only been a little stressed out because this is my first time doing it this year. It was in the past, it was run by Laura Statz, who just did this absolutely amazing job for Bartlett Regional Hospital and for the Alaska Health Fair. She's turned over the reins to me, so it's my first time doing it.
Well, it's really nice when the person who's done it in the past has got it dialed in and all you have to do is take over.
Absolutely. She did just a phenomenal job, and I just hope I can live up to her standards.
Is stress management one of the exhibits at the fair?
No, that goes on in my office.
Well, that's great. Well, do you want to talk about some of the groups or organizations that will have booths set up? I know this is a state-sponsored event, so people are coming from out of town. Who are some of the out-of-towners? Who are some of the local folks?
Well, we've got a new exhibitor this year, and that is the new blood bank that's here in Juneau.
That's
They're
right.
going to be
were
there.
On the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
They'll be at the health fair, so we can learn more about them, and hopefully, you know, I hope people will take advantage of this opportunity to donate blood on a regular basis. So it's so important for us here in Juneau, as well as communities in the state, to have plenty of blood supply.
And I know there's all sorts of screenings that will be available for attendees. Do attendees need to do anything in advance if they plan on participating in a screening?
Yes. So there's many different types of blood tests that they can choose from. If they want to take something like the blood chemistry screen, which is 27 panels, they do need to be fasting, so nothing to eat for 10 hours prior to having the blood drawn.
That's a good thing it's early in the morning.
Yes, yes. So there's also things like a thyroid screen, a prostate disease screen, vitamin D screening. And, of course, I understand that like 90% of everybody in Juneau are vitamin D deficient. So that's a really good chance to get your vitamin D checked. Make sure it's where it needs to be for good health.
A little off the subject, but how much vitamin D should somebody be taking if you live here in Juneau on a daily basis?
You know, it absolutely varies by what your levels are. So it's really hard for me to say. Some people need more. Some people might need 50,000. Other people might only need like 1,000 a day. So it's very individual, and that's something that people should check with their physicians about.
Or they can get screened and find out where
absolutely.
Their levels are at.
Yeah, and a vitamin D screening is only $50.
That's great. Do you feel like this health fair is accessible to those who really need it the most? You get a pretty good turnout. People come out and take advantage of it.
Absolutely. So because it's run by the state and Bartlett, you know, the costs of getting screened are lower than what you might find in other facilities here in town. So it's a really great opportunity. You know, maybe you're just curious about what your blood type is. And if you want to find out what kind of blood type you have, that's a $20 fee. So there's plenty of opportunity to find out more about your health. And I really think it fills a big void in our community.
And there's also screening bundles, right? There's a woman's screening bundle and a men's screening bundle, and you can just pay one price and get a whole bunch of screenings?
Yes, correct.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
It is. So the women's wellness package is $155, and it includes chemistry and a hematology profile. They look at liver function, muscle function, a thyroid screen. It includes a vitamin D screen. And there's even opportunity, if you have diabetes, to get screened for a hemoglobin A1C, which pretty much tells us how your diabetes is being managed.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic health fair, a great community resource. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Cynthia Gordon-Nickerson, and you're organizing the health fair and you're a diabetes educator at Bartlett. What else would you like to add or mention about the fair this year?
So the fair, of course, is free to go to. So even if you don't want a blood test, you can still come talk with people who are exhibiting at their booths and learn more about what's available for you health-wise here in town.
That's great. And where can we get more information?
You can contact me at the hospital. My number, my direct line, is 796-8649. You can also look on the Alaska Health Fair website as well as Bartlett's website to learn more.
Yes, I found both of those websites with just searching around, and they have great lists of everything that's going to be offered at the health fair. So that's a good resource as well. Cynthia, thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck at the health fair.